The sermon for Trinity Sunday, the 7th of June 2020, based on Exodus chapter 34, verses 1 to 8. In the name of our God, Creator, Liberator, and Sustainer. Amen. Trinity Sunday is a special Sunday for celebrating God. Other Sundays are named after events or seasons, sometimes one or more saints. Trinity Sunday is about the triune God we know as Father, Son, and Spirit, or Creator, Redeemer, and Sanctifier, or as in my prayer, Creator, Liberator, and Sustainer. God's name says something about who God is. God is social. Human beings made in the image of God are social. This is why a relationship with God, though sounding tacky, is actually real. This is not exclusively a Christian notion, though it became far more developed through the revelation of Jesus Christ. In Judaism, Israel's tradition was, and still is, very much a relationship with God. Their God-given name, Israel, means to strive with God. Most relationships have to strive, don't they? The context for today's Old Testament reading is a case in point. To fill you in on the couple of chapters, the Ten Commandments were given to Moses at Mount Sinai. Meanwhile, the people of Israel got tired of waiting and made a cow of a god out of gold and worshipped it in a frenzy, until Moses, who was informed by God as to what was going on, arrived in a fury, smashed the tablets, disciplined the people. There was a lot of pain, death, and a great unease. And then Moses returned up the mountain to intercede for them before God. The notable thing about this story is the way Moses and God talk. God's voice may well be coming out of a cloud, yet the conversation sounds like a natural conversation, like a boss talking with his PA. Says God, "I'm going to fire those people, they're hopeless, but you have potential, I'll keep you." Says Moses, "Are you sure that's wise or necessary? Does it really fit in with the policies you're pursuing? Won't it rebound on you? Why don't you sleep on it?" And being a wise boss, God took notice of his PA. Actually, as a wise boss, he was probably trying out his ideas on his PA and inviting a response and involving another in the decision-making. The conversation resumed as God declared he would not continue the journey with Israel. "Go on to the promised land, but I will not go with you. I'll send an angel." On hearing this, the people of Israel mourned, maybe because they just realised what they had lost. Moses plays the part of the mediator, akin to a marriage counsellor. He is up and down that mountain and in and out of the tent of meeting so many times he is likely to be the Arabic champion of Israel. God trusted Moses, and on the whole, the people of Israel trusted him too. They complained a lot, but they trusted him too. So, back on Mount Sinai. Says Moses, "Who exactly is going with us? It's your presence we need. Now, two of us here are on pretty good terms. Tell me what you want. I can do it. All of us are here because of you, remember?" Says God in a sort of ambiguous way. "I'll see you through. You'll be all right." Says Moses, "Let's just nail this down a bit, shall we? If you're not there with us personally, no one is going to know that we are your people. We're not going to look like your treasured possession without you. How can we stand out from other nations without your presence and your guidance?" Says God, "It's a deal. I will do the very thing you have asked for. I will go with you." Thus Moses restored and secured the relationship between God and Israel. And then, impulsively, it seems, he asks, "Show me your glory, I pray." And God says, "I will make my goodness pass before you and proclaim my name. Yet no one can see me and live. There is a place by me where you can stand on the rock, and while my glory passes by, I will put you in a cleft of the rock, and I will cover you with my hand until I have passed by. Then I will take away my hand, and you shall see my back, but my face shall not be seen." This is the setup for today's chapter, a further insight into God. Moses, in the cleft of the rock, hears what sounds like a song from God. "The Lord, the Lord, a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness, keeping steadfast love for the thousandth generation, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, yet by no means clearing the guilty, but visiting the iniquity of the parents upon the children and the children's children to the third and the fourth generation. Mercy, graciousness, and slow to anger is the character of God as experienced by Israel. The steadfast love and faithfulness is that which always gave them hope. The whole tradition of repentance goes beyond Christianity back to this time in Judaism, where to receive forgiveness of transgressions and sin, one only had to come back and ask. Repent means to return, and one could decide not to, not believing it is possible, or an endeavour to block out the iniquity and go on forth alone. According to the tradition, to the story, the iniquity does not go away. We might understand this as consequences of the unresolved that results in cycles of unhealthy to disastrous behaviour. Religious faith provides a pathway on which to return in order to be restored, renewed, or reconciled. Moses, deeper in his understanding of the Lord, quickly bows his head toward the earth and worships. He says, "If now I have found favour in your sight, O Lord, I pray, let the Lord go with us. Although this is a stiff-necked people, pardon our iniquity and our sin, and take us for your inheritance." And it was so. Let us pray. O God, you are holy, and yet choose to journey with your people in our struggles and failures. May we always turn to you and accept your help, to know your loving presence, you, our God, Creator, Liberator, and Sustainer. Amen.